At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Black Friday, wow shop, Wayfair now, month long big deals, yeah, these are steals.
70% less money spent.
You can't go wrong, check out this song. Best in decor, Black Friday scores,
garlands and trees,
saving with ease.
Lights for your house, lamps for your spouse,
save at Wayfair.
On dining chairs, mattresses, two sheets, better you, everything home, these things in chrome. Here's a quick plug, area rugs, fast shipping, wow, Wayfair is how.
Win the season, win the, win the season.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back in. What do you say? Little game time decisions on a Monday night. Great to have you with us here on Sports Grid. I'm Kevin Walsh with you. And for the next 2 hours, we have plenty to uncover. We have to talk about the NBA Finals, Game 2. The Celtics take a 2-0 lead. The cover depends on when you bet that game. Pushes, Mavericks wins, Celtics losses, Celtics wins. It was all on the board for Game number 2. We will expand. We have Game 2 in the Stanley Cup Final tonight between the Florida Panthers and the Edmonton Oilers. I have a few picks in this game. If you were not with us on Game Time Decisions Saturday, I'm also invested in the series markets, and I believe this is a Florida-Florida series. Took them minus a game and a half, minus 2.5 games. I think the Panthers will be winning here once again tonight. But I do expect better from that Edmonton offense. There's a specific way for us to attack. Before we get to that, let's go with a quick pick for Matthew Tkachuk for an assist at plus 114. I know plenty are looking at Tkachuk as a goal scorer, which then would bring my attention to 2+ points at better than plus 250. It is the assist market, though, that caught my eye for Matthew Tkachuk. His longest stretch all postseason with 3 consecutive games without an assist. He is still the top assist man this postseason for the Florida Panthers. Was their top assister in the regular season. And I think the offense will be better for Florida tonight. Remember, just 3 goals in game 1. And that third goal was an empty netter. So I think there's a chance tonight they could score 3 real ones, 4, maybe 5. Looking for some juice in this game. Matthew Tkachuk will provide one of them at least at plus 114. We'll get to your Major League Baseball board patiently waiting for the New York Yankees lineup to come out as Carlos Rodon will go for New York against Seth Lugo in Kansas City on the heels of their series against the LA Dodgers. Yankees late night, avoid the sweep. NBA or WNBA action. We'll see Caitlin Clark go once again. No surprise. Plays every day, it feels like, in this league. Against the Connecticut Sun, who are coming off of their first loss all season at home to the New York Liberty. That is a double-digit spread. We will get to all of that. And as I said, we will pick up the pieces on the NBA Finals in a bit. I've made some additional NBA Finals futures wagers. They probably are a little unpopular, buck some of the trend that you're seeing today in the conversation. We'll get to those again in time, but we have to start with what is the big news of the day, and that is that Dan Hurley will stay at UConn and has turned down the opportunity to become the Los Angeles Lakers' next head coach. UConn right back to co-favorites with Kansas to win the national championship next season. That would, of course, be a three-peat, which would be incredible if Dan Hurley could accomplish that. And already what he's accomplished currently has been marvelous for UConn. And it's why Dan Hurley leaving the Lakers felt on the board. Again, of course, there's more to do. There's more to chase. There's more to potentially accomplish. But Hurley is basically done it all, right? It depends how far he wants to go. If he wants to try and get his name into the best coach of all time conversation, yeah, there's more to do in the college game. But NBA aspirations, we are to believe Dan Hurley truly has. Hurley has said as much. So the Los Angeles Lakers, one of the biggest organizations in all of sport, come calling. An opening, LeBron, AD, plenty to sell Dan Hurley on. Now, the process was odd. We heard that Lakers' top guy the whole way was Dan Hurley. That's interesting. They had done a number of interviews before Dan Hurley's name was ever even mentioned. Perhaps they kept things under wrap the whole time, though. Maybe. Okay, fine. So the Lakers met with Dan Hurley, and we were told they were going to offer him a blow-away deal. We heard someone say that Dan Hurley was offered $100 million. Had it on good authority, that person said. Woj told us it was going to be a lengthy contract with a lot of money. Well, the report from Woj was that Dan Hurley turned down the Lakers' offer of 6 years, $70 million. You have to be kidding me. You have to be kidding me. See, I'm under the impression now that Dan Hurley was not really interested in leaving UConn. Dan Hurley is a college coach at his core. Dan Hurley is an East Coast guy. Dan Hurley has the chance to three-peat. Dan Hurley has a great roster. There's no rush. There's no rush. But if the NBA aspirations were real and the Lakers were about to offer a contract that UConn couldn't even compete with, he was going to be the Lakers head coach. And instead, the Lakers barely topped a Kentucky offer. So now all of a sudden it is on the board that Dan Hurley didn't play the Lakers. Dan Hurley's heart was probably with UConn, right? But if he was offered a deal he couldn't refuse, 10 years, $150 million, 8 years, $120 million, if that was there for Dan Hurley, then he was going to go. And instead, the Los Angeles Lakers couldn't top what Kentucky offered Dan Hurley. They couldn't top what the Detroit Pistons gave Monty Williams. It's unimaginable. Again, if Hurley was 100% never leaving and needed to extract every penny out of UConn, and that's all this was, then you could have lied up the number, right? You could have said he was offered $690 million, at least to make it look a lot better. Instead, once again, this Lakers front office flashes incompetence. That they do not know what they are doing, and they are in over their heads. They leave these negotiations looking ridiculous. It comes off as if they've lowballed their dream hire in Dan Hurley. And now, after constantly being tied to J.J. Redick and getting into a position where people were anticipating and accepting and some excitement around the hire, despite the inexperience, you dangle in front of your fan base the reigning back-to-back national champion winning Dan Hurley of the UConn Huskies and now have to resell everyone on J.J. Redick. What are you doing? You're embarrassing yourself is the answer. You are again showing you don't know what you're doing. LeBron James, I believe, has 2 years left in his NBA career. and there is no reason to believe he will be anything other than one of the 10 best players on planet Earth for both of those seasons. And there is no reason to be a top 10 player in this league and not push for a championship. And constantly this Lakers group is showing...
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
LeBron, that they are not fit to put him in the position to compete for that championship. It is do or die. Either this team brings in a third star or LeBron needs to go. Simple as that. Cleveland, New York, Miami, I don't care if it's Utah. This Lakers team is lost at the wheel. NBA Finals, Stanley Cup Finals, it's all next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We might have some big news around this New York Yankees lineup. We'll get there. Let's start Stanley Cup, and then we'll get to the NBA Finals. Because I'm sure the hockey folk are like, come on, enough, all right? Thank you for letting me get in on Dan Hurley and the Lakers situation, but let's talk Panthers, Oilers. Look, Florida was plus 160 to win this series in six or less. Before it began, it's down to minus 110. I still think that's a good number. Now, if people out there read game one differently than me, I could see some hesitation. If you like Edmonton tonight, obviously you're not going to like that number. But I think this is Panthers. I really do believe they're going to get downhill on Edmonton this series. I told you my pre-series pick was Edmonton in five. Or excuse me, Florida in five. Which is why I also played Florida minus 2.5 games, which went from plus 330 down to plus 194. So I feel good about those wagers. The other bet that was able to survive coming out of game number one was the Florida Panthers to score two plus goals in every single game of this series, which is around a plus 225. I, at the moment, let me see if I can locate that for people. That's plus 180. It's not bad. If you like it tonight, which you probably do, in Edmonton, the games, again, have typically been higher scoring throughout the postseason. So I don't mind that at plus 180. I'm happy I played it before. I say survive, though, because I did lose one series-long wager in game one, which was Leon Draisaitl at plus 500 for a point in every game of this series. They were shut out. So obviously I lost that. And I do think that shutout, while I believe Florida gets the job done, means the Edmonton offense must bounce back. It's too talented not to. It's done it all postseason long. This game against Florida was the fourth time. Now, first shutout, but fourth time they've scored one goal or less. The follow-up games, they've scored four goals, they've scored five goals, they've scored three goals. So three goals should truly be the floor tonight for Edmonton. I'd say two is the absolute minimum. It's why I would look over in this game. I'm not worried about running into the over, though. I'm looking for Connor McDavid for two-plus points at minus 104. You're getting Connor McDavid at minus 104 for 2 points. This is a number that we've seen throughout this postseason be minus 150, minus 160. In game number one, it was minus 140. I mentioned the games that Edmonton scored one or less goals. What does McDavid do in the follow-up? 2-plus points in all three. Of course, McDavid was held pointless for the fifth time in this postseason. Three out of the four prior instances, the follow-up game, he had 2-plus points. It's a clear bounce-back spot for this hockey team and for Connor McDavid, and it's my favorite bet on the NHL board tonight at minus 104 for McDavid to get 2-plus points. As I said, it could Kachuk for an assist at plus 114. Now, the NBA Finals, I've also made a future wager. Boston takes the all-pivotal game two. I said heading into this series that I predicted Boston would win. If you made me give you games, I said seven. That this is the most important one because it would determine the length of the series. You would expect the split. You would expect the split in Dallas. So are we going back to Boston for game 5-3-1 or 2-2? Well, if we get this split here in Dallas, it'll go back 3-1. The thing is, as long as we get there, I still believe Dallas is capable of winning a game in Boston. When you evaluate this series, and as somebody who has not had the greatest betting series so far, because I've been betting team totals, I've been betting over, and I've not been able to cross the finish line. I've been close. We've been in the ballpark, but we've not been there to be able to cross the finish line. And the real downside of this series has been the Dallas Mavericks offense. I know everybody's harped on Boston's horrible three-point shooting in that game. Dallas's was worse. Now, Boston's a better three-point shooting team. I'm not telling you Boston won't regress. But why the Mavericks right now are, depending on when you bet the number, 0-2 against the number, and why they're down 2-0 in this series, is their offense has not been able to show up. There is still, to me, enough offensive talent and adjustments that can be made that the Dallas Mavericks offense can wake up. And if they do that, it can then put pressure on this Boston Celtics team. And it'll give the Dallas Mavericks the opportunity to take at least one of their games at home, and if it comes to it, steal a game 5 on the road. But at no point do I think the Dallas Mavericks will be winning this series. So I was able to now finally make a pair of bets that I wanted to make before the series, but the numbers weren't good enough. Celtics in 6, Celtics in 7. Both are plus 500. Now, only one of these wagers can win. But what we are getting is a plus 400 bet. If you put, or plus 200, excuse me, plus 200. If you're a $100 better, you go 50 on 4-2, 50 on 4-3, each paying back 250, cut the 50 out from your other wager, you'll have risked 100 to win 200. Celtics in 6 or 7 is now plus 200, and I'm good with that because I wanted it pre-series. And as much as these bets would have a better chance if the series was 1-1, I do not think that all hope is lost for the Dallas Mavericks. These were bets I wanted before the series began. The Celtics in 6 was around plus 420. The Celtics in 7 was underneath plus 350. We're now getting 5-1 on each. I think anybody out there, they're not sweeping, expects at minimum this will go to a fifth game in Boston. All of Boston's losses this postseason have been at home. Dallas has been great on the road. If it comes down to it, I'll take my chance. The Mavericks could win that game, but I am not wavering whatsoever on who will be winning this series. It's the Boston Celtics. Who's going to win Finals MVP? A debate.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
And a market that is continuously moving that we will talk about later, but the baseball board is up next here on SportsGrid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're closing it out here. Game time decisions. Quickly on the NBA Finals with MVP. As somebody who's bet Tatum, I'm not looking to reinvest, but I'm not panicked. Tatum is trailing Jaylen Brown by 9 points scored. He's going to run away as the team's rebound and assist leader. Do you think that Jason Tatum is going to lead this team in points, rebounds, and assists and not win finals MVP? I wouldn't bank on that. We'll talk a little bit more about it later, but I wouldn't bank on it. So the Yankees lineup has come out. Excellent. It's what we were waiting for. But it's an odd one. It's an off one. No Anthony Rizzo. That was talked about. No Aaron Judge. Yes, Juan Soto. Soto will DH today as the Yankees go head-to-head against Seth Lugo and the Kansas City Royals. What'll be interesting, and I want to see how much this has moved here, is the Yanks' money line. They're still favored at over minus 120. Now, getting Soto back is helpful, but without Judge, you would have expected maybe a bit more of a drop. There's almost a bit of me that now just wants to play under the 8.5. Here's the struggle for me on this game and why I'm very interested in this game, though. Rodon is always live to have a blow-up game here or there. We know it's on the board, right? Lugo, though, is someone that I've talked about quite a bit this season. Seth Lugo, his last time on the mound was an MLB play of the day for me with an under in the Guardians game. Smashed. Gave up 5 earned. Now, Tristan McKenzie was rocked as well on the other side. I was wrong. I was off. But it was the second start of the year in which Seth Lugo gave up more than 2 earned runs. He started 13 games. The last time that happened, he came back against Detroit on the road, pitched 7 shutout innings and gave up just 3 hits, struck out 9. The problem is it's Seth Lugo against the Yankees. Now, again, I know Judge isn't there. And I'm not telling you that Seth Lugo's a horrific pitcher, right? If you look at his last 3 years, the ERA, 3.5, 3.6, 3.57. This is no slight to Seth Lugo. Now, there's some, you know, I know he was kind of coming out of the bullpen for a little bit, but still, Seth Lugo has been a solid pitcher for a little while now. But if regression is coming to a guy's 2.13 ERA, which is very hard to imagine is going to actually be a thing for him, then you don't really want to trust Lugo. Moneyline dog, whatever it might be. The struggles for Lugo this year have been more lefty than righty. So Soto coming into this lineup is a bit tempting. Hits, runs, RBI is a little expensive, though, at minus 150. Right now, the rest of the Yankees lineup, as far as player props that are available, looking at one book here, they are starting to come into play a little more and more. Volpe, 1.5. Verdugo, minus 135. I'm not sure we get there, which would be a shame. I could be tempted by some Salvi props. Here's what I'm on tonight. Blue Jays money line at even money as they make the trip to Milwaukee, Rios against Ray. Rios is hot right now. I have the advantage. Toronto wins the series in Oakland. I get it. It's Oakland. There's still talent on this roster. Offense is waking up a little bit over their last 5 or so games. A little bit. And I don't love Colin Ray. I don't love the spot. I'm on Toronto at even money. The other Major League Baseball play for me tonight is a parlay. A little rare. But the cap for these two games was very comparable. And I thought I needed to be smart about how I played this. Mariners, White Sox, Padres, Athletics. Both games over 5.5. And a parlay is even money. These two totals were 7. Now, they have been on the move a little bit. 7.5s starting to appear more consistently. But again, the caps were very similar. The home team, Seattle, San Diego, is throwing a top guy. But a top guy who could be live to get blown up a little bit tonight. Cease hasn't been great for like 5 starts. Logan Gilbert's due to give up a couple of runs. On the other side is a pitcher live to get absolutely shelled. Fetty's been awful on the road. Joey Estes can get blown up here by this San Diego lineup. Instead of playing a pair of over 7s at minus 120, splitting and losing, I bring them together at 5.5 and get even money for over Padres Athletics Mariners White Sox. We'll be right back. Joe Maddon joins the show next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, back with you right here, live on Sports Grid. Kevin Walsh joined by Joe Maddon. Joe, great to talk to you. We had a Stanley Cup final and a full Major League Baseball board. Should be a great night of action on a Monday.
Yeah, it's going to be a super night of action out there. Hopefully, at least, Kevin, if these bets are cashing, it's going to be even better, I'm sure.
Yeah, let's start, Joe, with the Major League Baseball board tonight. And at 6:50, we have Tampa Bay, Baltimore. Corbin Burns as a road favorite as the Orioles look to complete a four-game sweep. Is this a game you're going to look to get involved with?
Yeah, it absolutely is. And I'm going to back Corbin Burns here. It's really interesting that he is yet to face the Tampa Bay Rays in his career, considering he got off in 2018, Kevin. But this is his first matchup, and I think we can look at his strikeouts here, and I think we can fire up that number. You're looking at his strikeouts coming in at 6.5 at minus 122. I don't want to lay the juice, and Corbin Burns is so phenomenally strong. I think we can take him for 8-plus strikeouts in this one. That's coming in at plus 164. I do think the Milwaukee Brewers come out nice and strong, get the win here, and... yeah, it's just minus 142. I'm not really loving the juice you got to lay on them, but I do think they get the sweep.
Yeah, I think, you know, and it's a juice that's rising right now on the money line here. Occasionally you see these Baltimore numbers and they're expecting, oh, come on, they got to drop a game here. But the Orioles are awesome. They really, really are. I think some of the shine is off this team because they're not in first place in their division. That's through no fault of their own. This team's 20 games over 500, and if the Yankees slip up at any point, they will be there to catch them. Let's move over to this next game here, Joe, which is some 740 action in Minnesota. The Twins with Chris Paddock are a really big favorite over the Colorado Rockies. This is a situation where I probably think the Twins win the game, but I can't get involved at this kind of price. Have you found a way to play this one tonight?
I'm with you, Kevin. I don't want to look at the run line here for the Twins, even though I do think they can get the win. I'm just not that comfortable with them covering that run line. I'm going to look for this to go to the over. I expect a lot of runs to come in this game, and that total sitting solid at 8. I just think it's the easiest way. I think this is a 5-4 win here for the Minnesota Twins, hence not being able to take that run line. So over 8 for me.
Okay, makes plenty of sense, I would say, in this game. Paddock has his struggles against really both sides of the dish. So as long as Minnesota shows up to this game, there should be enough juice here over this one. Joe, a big game between the Royals and the Yankees right now. And I'm sure the Yankees-Dodgers series worked out for you because you've just told people keep betting Judge, RBI. It works every time. He's not in the lineup out of nowhere tonight. What do you do with this Yankees-Royals game?
I was surprised when I first saw this line that the Yankees were the favorite before we heard about Judge, because I do think off of that hard matchup versus the Dodgers, it's one where I'm fading them because of the position they're in this one. I'm looking for the Kansas City Royals with giving Seth Lugo the start to be able to have that home edge in this one. And we're getting plus money with them. The Kansas City Royals have been playing strong. Seth Lugo's been coming out strong. And I know Carlos Rodon should come out nice in this one, but I look at this Yankees lineup and with what they had to face versus the Dodgers, I think, and the travel today, this is a hard situation for them to be able to get the win. So give me the Royals here, even more so now with Aaron Judge out of this lineup.
Yeah, it's a strong look. I think Soto being back's fascinating. DHing, is he DHing because they want to just ease him in because he hasn't played in a couple days, or is he DHing because that's all he can do? You know, that changes a lot of stuff for the New York Yankees, right? Is part of the reason that Judge is out because, oh, Soto has to DH and we're moving stuff around. It's an interesting game. Keep your eyes on this one, certainly. And again, Seth Lugo's been great all year. If he bounces back off of the last outing, which was a bad one against the Guardians, it means Lugo is going to be very legit in that AL Cy Young race. We'll keep it moving over here, Joe, to Milwaukee, where the Brewers are the home favorite with a total of 8.5. Against the Toronto Blue Jays. What do you see in this game?
Yeah, this line makes sense with the Brewers being the favorite. I am going to look at another over in this game. I don't trust either bullpen that very much. Barrios getting the start here for the Toronto Blue Jays. And while he's really solid at home, you look at that road ERA and it is a 3.76. Compared to his home ERA of 1.82, I think a lot of people really have faith in him. I do think the Milwaukee Brewers, with Rea getting the start, can limit the bats here of Toronto to start this game. But I do think we'll see these runs come in. This is another game. I'm looking at a 5-4 style win here for the Brewers. I think they're able to get things done tonight, Kevin.
Yeah, I'm on Toronto, but look, it's not my favorite play in the world. I found some of the Colin Raitt starts to be a little bit tricky, but I do think that Barrios has an ability to keep this team within the game. And perhaps the up two special can help us for those that get involved with that market. We'll keep moving it forward here on the baseball board, though, Joe, and take a look at some late night action between Seattle and Chicago. The White Sox woke up a little bit against the Red Sox. What do you expect now out west?
I love looking at a dog like the Chicago White Sox in situations like this. I think there's so much value straight up on that money line coming in anywhere from plus 177 to plus 184 I've seen out there, Kevin. And I have put a sprinkle on it. I do think taking them plus 1.5 on the run line is another solid way to look as well. I know Logan Gilbert has been phenomenally strong, and I will be riding him for his strikeouts today. That number coming in at 6.5 minus 120 to the over. I do think he has the ability to get at least 7 strikeouts here on the Chicago White Sox. This is a team that's striking out at a rate of right around 25% on the road versus righties. But when we look at Eric Fetty here for the Chicago White Sox, that ERA has been high on the road again. He's been phenomenally strong at home, but road ERA of 5.70. One thing he's been able to still do is get those strikeouts. So I am looking at Eric Fetty here for his strikeouts, and I'm firing up that number. 7 plus strikeouts coming in for him at plus 158. I think he's able to do it. I still do think there is an ability to look, even though these pitchers are strong, for the home runs and the RBIs today, Kevin. I'm taking Julio Rodriguez of the Seattle Mariners for a home run. He's coming in at plus 500. He's on a 3-game hitting streak. He's been phenomenally strong as of late. And then Gavin Sheets here of the Chicago White Sox. Again, 3-game hitting streak. He's had 2 home runs and 6 RBIs in his last 3 games. And I do think the RBI at plus 200 just holds too much value for me to look away from in this one, Kevin.
Yeah, I don't mind that at all. I think, you know, it's so funny. I really only bet the home runs on Tuesdays, which is tomorrow, but some big numbers out there if you can find the spot. Joe, and then what about this Padres game hosting the Oakland Athletics? Dylan Cease has the ball.
I'm just going to look at Dylan Cease here. Give me Dylan Cease for his strikeouts tonight. Over 8.5 strikeouts at plus 120. And I think a lot of people are going to shy away from this because that number is so high, and that's not firing it up. This is what the books are giving us. But I do think here versus the Oakland A's, he's able to get those strikeouts on the board. Now, his home starts haven't gone exactly the way that he's wanted. He's 1-4 at home with a 4.34 ERA. But against the Oakland A's here, I just think he has every ability to be able to get 9 strikeouts on the board. I would look at the Padres team total as well. Over 4.5 runs, that is coming in at plus 116. I think this is a 5-2 style game for the Padres. Thus, it can't touch that full game total to the over. Joey Estes, it's going to be interesting to see how he comes out here. He's had those struggles on the road. The ERA is a 6.59 in 13 innings pitched. So he's allowed those 10 earned runs. It scares me to play anything on him in this one. I'm going to be watching him, though, because I love him at home for the Oakland A's. So I want to see how he does in this road matchup.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Joe, 5.5 would work for me, though, or 5-2 would work for me, because I took the 5.5 with that quickly. Anything
at Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Giants Astros you're looking at?
Not really. The Giants Astros, okay. Arigate coming out here, and Kyle Harrison. I think the Giants can get the win at home. I'm leaning.
Yeah,
on
a little home dog price.
Yeah, a little.
Yeah,
home dog.
I don't mind that at all. All right, let's talk some Stanley Cup final. Oilers need it. Can they get it? We'll answer that next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions. Behind the scenes, I'm trying to make one on a college baseball game. I know I've maybe said some bad things about college baseball. One, that's because I was trying to maybe, you know, rib the producer a little bit, who talks about college baseball way too much. Because secretly, vibes are kind of good around college baseball. It's a very palatable sport. And two, I've kind of been red hot betting college baseball. So, the game has my attention tonight. Georgia, NC State. I saw a friend of the program, BSS, had an under in that game for a best bet. I don't know about that. I don't know about that. We'll see. Let's talk hockey. Joe Madden's with us. Joe, the Oilers, very interesting. Kind of what happened for them in game 6 against Dallas took place in game number 1 against Florida. They outshot their opponent in the Panthers comfortably, and yet they were never really in the game. What do you think now heading into game 2?
This is do or die for the Edmonton Oilers. You look at teams in the playoffs, Kevin, and in the last 4 years, teams that have gone down 0-2 in a 7-game playoff series in hockey have gone 21-25 for that team that is up 2-0. So the Florida Panthers should get, if they get the win tonight, should be able to take this whole series. And the Edmonton Oilers know it. They can't go back to Edmonton down 0-2 in this one. And I think we're going to get the best out of them tonight. Now, you said it in that last game, Edmonton completely outplayed the Florida Panthers. They did everything they could to try to score, but they ran into a hot goaltender here with Bobrovsky. Bobrovsky can't get that much work on him again tonight. The Florida Panthers, we saw the lack of offense and the lack of defense out there. They're very lucky to have won that since Bobrovsky was so hot. If it wasn't for Bobrovsky, that would have been an 8-0 style win for the Edmonton Oilers, because Florida got lucky with two of their shots on goal as well. Two of those goals coming off defensive players out there for Edmonton, more so errors of that defense for the Edmonton Oilers. So Florida was very lucky to win that game. And I know if you looked at that box score, 3-0, you would think the Florida Panthers dominated. But Kevin, you said it. The Edmonton Oilers dominated out there on the ice. They just couldn't get past the wall of Bobrovsky in it.
Yeah, it was a very impressive game for Florida. And I think my read on that, Joe, is that's just a missed opportunity for Edmonton.
Yeah.
Sometimes you see a game like that and you go, oh, wow, Edmonton's the better team. I view it, it's kind of like what we saw last night with Dallas and Boston, right? Boston's not going to shoot like that again, right? So the Mavericks really missed an opportunity to win a game. Edmonton's not going to outshoot Florida on the road like that. And that was a huge missed opportunity for the Oilers. So when you start to put the card together for this game, what are you looking for?
Well, the first thing I look at is the defense of the Florida Panthers to really step up. So I went straight to Bobrovsky's number. It was 24.5, Kevin, and I couldn't touch it either way of that, because I do think the Panthers start giving him the support like we saw in the series versus the New York Rangers. This is a team that can really lock down on the defensive side. So then I started looking at Stuart Skinner's numbers, and I know it's scary to take Skinner over 26.5 save shots on goal. When we saw the Florida Panthers only be able to get 18 shots in that last game. But like I said, offensively and defensively, the Florida Panthers played a terrible game in the last one, even though they are able to get the win. The Florida Panthers are a team that will shoot absolutely everything at the goaltender. And I do think Skinner will face at least 35 shots. So looking at him here, even though Edmonton's defense is so strong and can lock down, I do think Florida finds a way to get those shots on Skinner. So my first look is Skinner over 26.5 save shots on goal, Kevin.
All right. Listen, I think, Joe, The thing with goalie props that I still kind of struggle with, am I trying to bet on a goalie being great or the opponent having a lot of shots? Like, I almost wanted to take the Bobrovsky under, thinking that Edmonton won't have enough volume. But then I'm like, I might be kind of outthinking it, so I kind of just stepped away from what was a 24.5 number there. What other props are you looking for in this game?
Okay, I'm also going to look at Connor McDavid and Matthew Tkachuk. When I look at Connor McDavid here, I know a lot of people are wanting to take his shots on goal prop. He had 6 shots on goal in that last game. His number of 3.5, you're going to get a little bit of plus money to the over, Kevin, and I can't touch it to save my life. I do think that lockdown on Connor McDavid is coming, but again, it's Connor McDavid. I think he's able to score a goal tonight. Now, that goal could come, and he could still go under the 3.5 shots. His anytime goal coming in at plus 165. I'm expecting Connor McDavid to have a max of 3 shots. I'm expecting him to be able to find the back of the net. The reason I'm not playing his under 3.5 shots is it's too juicy. It's minus 152 to the under, which says a lot when he had 6 shots in the last game. I'm then going to look at Matthew Tkachuk here for the anytime goal as well for the Florida Panthers. I really do think the big stars in this game step up. So Matthew Tkachuk coming in at plus 185 for that anytime goal. Now, if you're looking for someone to get those shots on goal, I do think you circle Sam Bennett here of the Florida Panthers. Like I said in the last game, you didn't see those shots coming out of Florida. Because of that, we're getting some great plus money on Sam Bennett. Over 2.5 shots coming in at plus 126. I do think he can get 3 shots in this game, Kevin.
Yeah, I think this Florida team's so loaded, Joe. There's always so many interesting options that at times can be a little difficult here to narrow down on one. McDavid finds the back of the net tonight, though, huh?
Oh, I think so. You look at him and his heart that he's putting into this game, and I really do think Connor McDavid can get that goal. Now, could this come in overtime? Absolutely. I'm looking for a lower scoring game, so it is dangerous to take these shot, these goal props in a lower scoring game, but I do think Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl, these two players, such a strong duel. You're not holding Connor McDavid off that scoreboard in the Stanley Cup Finals forever, so I'm looking for that tonight. I'm looking at overtime. I'm looking at a lower scoring in the under 5.5 to cash as well, Kevin.
All right. So, look, plenty of action there from Joe. Anything we missed, Joe, before we let you get out of here?
I think we got everything. Pretty sure.
I think
Pretty
we, got, sure it we all. Got it all. I think we got it all. It's going to be a great game. I'm excited for it. Stanley Cup Finals been good. Awesome, Joe. We appreciate it. Best of luck with all the action. Up next, Aaron Judge out of the lineup with the first minus money MVP all year in baseball. We'll talk about that next.
Sports Grid.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Live on Sports Grid, Game Time Decisions. Kevin Wallace with you. We did just make one over 15.5. Georgia, NC State. Now, hockey guy, golf guy, listen, college baseball guy, I can't make that claim. But I've been seeing the board. I think the team is all excited about this one. We're calling this a Sports Grid head-to-head game time decisions against the early line. The early line likes under the 15.5. Game time decisions is taking the over 15.5. This is a team wager, head-to-head. College baseball versus college baseball. Who knows it better? Here on Game Time Decisions, we say it's us. Over 15.5. Both of these teams, I think, can hit double digits. You want a final score prediction? 11-9 Bulldogs. We'll see how it goes. Let's talk baseball. Let's talk pros. Let's talk American League MVP. Market movement has provided us our first minus money MVP favorite all year. National League, we've not seen minus money just yet. But Aaron Judge is now minus 110 in the AL MVP market. And Aaron Judge has been on a heater unlike any we've really seen in some time. That is a 30-day window of a 400 batting average for the best power hitter in the game. The best power hitter in the game is hitting for average, more than average. Think about the nature of Major League Baseball. Think about the conversations you hear from people who don't love the state of the league and that nobody can hit for average. And Aaron Judge, who that was more than true of to open things up, heading into May, was batting sub 200 and is now hitting 400 over a month. The 17 home runs are not too shabby. Now, Aaron Judge, I don't think will compete for a triple crown. I think the average is too far back from that slow start. But he would be the live favorite for your home run lead and RBI lead, quite frankly. But is he the bet to make in the AL MVP race? Let's take a look at the odds. Judge at minus 110, the favorite. It's been moving. For a while, it was Juan Soto as the favorite in this race. Now, the guys that have been in this for pretty much all season long, Bobby Witt Jr., Gunnar Henderson, Kyle Tucker dropping due to injury, Jose Ramirez and the Guardians having this great season are in the fold. If you want to round out your top 10, Corey Seager, Adley Rutschman, Rafael Devers, Salvador Perez. Now, I think we can start to eliminate some guys off this list. And right away, it's this trio down here at the bottom. Don't have the pedigree, don't have the pop, too far a climb. Just don't have the juice. That's no disrespect. It's why their numbers are what they are. Corey Seager and Texas, it's not going to happen. Seager had a slow start. I know he got hot for a little bit with the home runs. But again, what are you going to out-home run Aaron Judge? Too many other guys at the top here having a great start. I wouldn't touch Seager. Kyle Tucker's injured. And the Astros are bad. No thank you. Jose Ramirez is where people will start to make some arguments. Jose right now does lead Major League Baseball in RBI, 62. The Guardians are all of a sudden this power team. A group so often built on pitching, lost Shane Bieber early season, winning the American League Central. That would be a nice boost for Jose Ramirez. But are we making those arguments? Because here's the deal. That's what people would look to say for Gunnar Henderson. Well, what if Baltimore wins the American League East? Or Bobby Witt Jr.? Whoa. What if the Kansas City Royals or 91 Ball Club maybe win their division? The thing is, this isn't how they typically give out the MVP award in Major League Baseball. That's why the American League MVP award has been dominated by the Los Angeles Angels for more than a half decade between Trout and Ohtani. And it's correct. You do not have to give out baseball MVPs based on records. This isn't the NBA. This isn't the NFL. It's on who's having the best year. And that now is indisputable. It's Aaron Judge. But Judge does have some injury questions for people. So if you, and I wouldn't go and run to bet Judge. So if we had to click, I'd look at Juan Soto, his teammate, at plus 600. The reason this number dropped is the injury. Well, he's back in the lineup tonight. And Soto was neck and neck with Aaron Judge until that injury. And if we're going to do the, here's the credit of it all, Soto's the change this year for the Yankees, and Soto is a big reason why that team's going to look for 100 wins. We'll talk to Coach James Young next, live here on Sports Grid.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.